Leo M. Frank, To Make No Public Statement, The Atlanta Constitution, Friday, the 29th of August, 1913. Page 2. This decision is at the advice of his attorneys. Leo Frank sees many friends. It was learned yesterday that, contrary to reports, Leo Frank would not make public a statement attacking his arraignment by Solicitor Dorsey, withholding at the advice of attorneys. His counsel has advised silence for the present, and it is likely that no statement at all will be made by the convicted man until his case is brought before the Supreme Court, in the event a new trial is granted. No move of any kind is expected on the part of the defense until October 4th, the date set for argument before Judge L.S. Roan. Both the defense and prosecution are busy preparing and outlining their argument. Mrs. Ray Frank, mother of the factory superintendent, left Thursday afternoon for her home in Brooklyn. She intimated, however, that she would return to Atlanta shortly. Her husband, it is said, is ill at home. Frank is resting well in the tower. Much of his time is spent in attending to business. He receives visitors daily, and his wife has been a constant caller. He slept 9 hours Wednesday night. Many out-of-town friends came to see him Thursday morning and afternoon, some of whom were college mates at Cornell.